1 Kings, chapter 3. And Solomon made affinity with Pharaoh king of Egypt, and took Pharaoh's daughter, and brought her into the city of David, until he had made an end of building his own house, and the house of Yahweh, and the wall of Jerusalem round about. Only the people sacrificed in the high places, because there was no house built for the name of Yahweh until those days. And Solomon loved Yahweh, walking in the statutes of David his father, only he sacrificed and burned incense in the high places. And the king went to Gibeon to sacrifice there, for that was the great high place. 1,000 burnt offerings did Solomon offer on that altar. In Gibeon Yahweh appeared to Solomon in a dream by night, and God said, "Ask what I will give you." And Solomon said, "You have shown to your slave David my father great loving kindness, according as he walked before you in truth, and in righteousness, and in uprightness of heart with you, and you have kept for him this great loving kindness, that you have given him a son to sit on his throne, as it is this day. And now, O Yahweh my God, you have made your slave king instead of David my father, and I am but a small lad, I don't know how to go out or come in. And your slave is in the midst of your people which you have chosen, a great people, who are too many to be numbered or counted. Give your slave therefore an understanding heart to judge your people, that I may discern between good and evil, for who is able to judge this your great people?" And the speech pleased the Lord, that Solomon had asked this thing. And God said to him, "Because you have asked this thing, and haven't asked for yourself long life, neither have asked riches for yourself, nor have asked the soul of your enemies, but have asked for yourself understanding to discern justice. Look, I have done according to your word. See, I have given you a wise and an understanding heart, so that there has been none like you before you, neither after you will any arise like you. And I have also given you that which you have not asked, both riches and honor, so that there will not be any among the kings like you, all your days. And if you will walk in my ways, to keep my statutes and my commandments, as your father David walked, then I will lengthen your days." And Solomon awoke, and saw that it was a dream, and he came to Jerusalem, and stood before the ark of the covenant of Yahweh, and offered up burnt offerings, and offered peace offerings, and made a feast to all his slaves. Then there came two women who were prostitutes, to the king, and stood before him. And the one woman said, "Oh, my lord, I and this woman dwell in one house, and I gave birth with her in the house. And it came to pass on the third day after I was delivered, that this woman was delivered also, and we were together, there was no stranger with us in the house, only us two in the house. And this woman's son died in the night, because she laid on him. And she arose at midnight, and took my son from beside me, while your slave slept, and laid him in her bosom, and laid her dead son in my bosom. And when I rose in the morning to nurse my son, look, he was dead, but when I had looked at him in the morning, I noticed he wasn't my son, whom I bore." And the other woman said, "No, but the living is my son, and the dead is your son." And this said, "No, but the dead is your son, and the living is my son." Thus they spoke before the king. Then the king said, "The one says, 'This is my son who lives, and your son is the dead,' and the other says, 'No, but your son is the dead, and my son is the living.'" And the king said, "Fetch me a sword." And they brought a sword before the king. And the king said, "Cut the living child in two, and give half to the one, and half to the other." Then the woman whose son was the living spoke to the king, for her heart yearned over her son, and she said, "Oh, my lord, give her the living child, and in no way slay him." But the other said, "He will be neither mine nor yours. Cut him in two." Then the king answered and said, "Give her the living child, and in no way slay him, she is his mother." And all Israel heard of the judgment which the king had judged, and they feared the king, for they saw that the wisdom of God was in him, to do justice.